What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Singapore's Green Building Week. It starts today till Friday, and we have a few topics lined up for you as we discuss and explore the whole idea of green buildings here in our beautiful country. And today we're putting the spotlight on green building and construction. Helping me along with the chat today are our guests, Tan Pei Ping, Board Technical Director at the Singapore Green Building Council and co-founder and managing director of Building System and Diagnostics Private Limited, and Isaac Ong, co-founder of NanoStar Private Limited. Gentlemen, good morning. Thank you for being here so early.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, so let's begin with making us all understand what exactly a green building is. Who's going to take this question? Pei Ping?
I can. So, green building. What's green building? So, many of you, when you drive past, when you walk past, you may see like, oh, this building has a beautiful vertical green wall.
Yeah.
Is it a green building?
Mm-hmm.
Answer is yes, it may be. But going inside, you have to also look at its energy efficiency, its water efficiency, whether how it builds the building using the most little resources as you can. And that is what makes it a green building. And of course, during the operation stages of the building, it has to continuously relook how it uses its resources to run the building. And if you achieve a certain maybe certification like Green Mark, for example, in Singapore, we go by Green Mark certification too. You have to be certified to a certain level, and you say that this is indeed an energy and environmentally efficient building.
Mm, I see. So it's not just about a building that has these floors that have the plants and such, right? I mean, that's very fashionable today.
That is from the outlook of the building. Yes,
yeah.
It portrays a very aesthetically pleasing as well as a very eco building. Mm. But it also goes into the hardware of the building. For example, Marina Bay Sands, where the Green Building Week, the International Green Building Conference has been held for today onwards. From the look of the building outside, you may think that, wow, this is a very heavy concrete, heavy glass building. But once you go inside, the building is in fact very pleasant. It has good indoor air quality, good daylighting. You can see that temperatures are controlled well. And definitely you have a team of people who are well experienced to run the building, and that is what we say is a holistic green building.
You're listening to Pei Ping there from the Singapore Green Building Council, and Isaac Ong is with us as well, co-founder of NanoStar Private Limited. Who actually sets the standards of what a green building should or should not be?
In Singapore, it has been set by the government, Building and Construction Authority, and they have implemented the Green Building Rating 2, the Green Mark, since 2005. And they have been doing a very good work of upgrading the standard, keeping it stringent and aligned to the pace of the development of our built environment, built industry. At the same time, overseas in other markets, it can be implemented or regulated, developed by a voluntary organization. In some countries, they have a group of people coming together and they do it like on a voluntary basis, and they try to regulate the industry there. But of course, in such instances, it may be harder to implement, because we understand that a lot of times you need policies, you need regulations to really get things in place and get it moving at a good pace.
Okay, let's hear from Isaac, who's the co-founder of NanoStar Private Limited. You're a construction and architectural material brand, really, that specializes in solutions for surface protection. How closely do you follow regulation, keep an eye on it?
For our company, because we do nanotechnology, new tech in building materials, so a lot of the upcoming products are actually products that are able to fulfill these green criteria.
Yeah, they've got to have certain branding and stamps on them, right?
Yeah. So you got to have those certifications. It adds to the building's green mark schemes as well. So companies that use these products are, in that sense, more energy efficient and resource efficient.
Okay. So you supply the materials and you do the architecture too. So if a building comes to you and says, hey, we want to go green, how do they do that and what are the costs involved? Can you let us know, Isaac?
Yeah, I think a lot of it goes into the products that they use.
Yeah.
So some of the products that they use might not be as resource efficient, and it might take up a lot of labor and also a lot of time. And also perhaps if they are using systems that involve a lot of hacking, then there's a lot of wastage of materials. So the new materials, the new tech, are able to keep existing structures, and we just coat the products onto the existing structures.
Okay, sounds like refurbishing is going to be less of a nightmare moving forward,
hopefully.
So, Isaac, you've worked with hospitals, theme parks, HDB blocks, and so much more. What are some of the biggest challenges that you face as, you know, you contribute to building Singapore's green future?
I think in Singapore, if you look at the construction industry in general, you just see a lot of the generation that have built Singapore, and they're actually still in the industry today. The younger generation are not really entering into construction. So there's a very slow take-up for green products because the old systems work well. Mm. So why do you want to change it?
Right. People go with this whole, why fix what's not broken?
That's right.
Mm. Yeah. So then what are you doing? Do you canvas? Do you really outwardly go out and look for clients, or do people come to you?
So because our company, we do research and development as well.
Yeah.
So we offer a lot more. We have to offer a lot more. More than just a product that's green. We also have to offer a product that's able to save them money, keeps their company efficient, and actually in the long run earns them more money if they are able to use those products.
Yeah. Not a lot of people see that sort of long-term vision, right? Yeah, they have to believe in it first to embark on it. We're also here with Pei Ping, who is from the Singapore Green Building Council. Pei Ping, you know, at the start of this year, the BCA that you just mentioned earlier, our regulatory body, right? They were optimistic, really, on the future of the building and construction sector. Do you have any thoughts on this?
We are still representing the council. We are still very, very optimistic. Mm-hmm. And we feel that the next few years coming up, it will be an exciting years ahead for us, especially going by the Singapore government's industry transformation roadmap, whereby we are gearing the industry up towards three new key trust areas, still green buildings, which is the key and the first most important thing of concern for the council. And we're also talking about integrated design delivery, which is using digitization, using smart building tools, the software and the hardware of it, to integrate the entire delivery of the building from the start design to construction to operations, all on IT platforms, smart building tools, etc. And of course, finally, we have is the design for manufacturing. Mm-hmm. We're talking about prefabrication, PPVC, and stuff like that. You know, so moving on, it's going to be really exciting for the industry. Yeah, and from the council point of view, SGBC, we have also been setting up a whole roadmap of seminars, workshops, upgrading classes, because we want to elevate the industry. So as just what mentioned by Isaac previously about attracting the younger people into the market, I think that is what SGBC is trying to do as well right now.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your word there on technological and even material trends that we see moving forward. So how are local firms adapting to these global trends and regulations that are impacting the sector?
I think right now we have, like what Pei Ping was mentioning, it is quite optimistic in Singapore because some of the things that they are encouraging is actually pretty new tech as well.
Yeah.
So if you're able to bring in new technology and stuff that are more advanced, I think we can have a much more versatile industry where even new technology like drones for surveillance, things like that, are able to come in. That's when I think we'll be able to see a lot more growth in the industry as well.
Yeah. You know, if you're thinking about somebody who works in construction and you think of sort of an older gentleman who's been there, done that, if you take a look at Isaac, our guest today, believe me, he's a young man, almost a millennial, co-founder of NanoStar Private Limited. Nice to see the next generation really taking control about the future of our country. We really have a lot of unsung heroes when it comes to building our green future, don't we?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. What's your outlook on the green building industry, Pei Ping?
We see Singapore as a very good platform, very good starting ground. And moving forward, there's this need for companies in Singapore to also go overseas. So this is also what the council is doing. We are trying to bring our member companies overseas, including myself. I'm also a business owner.
Yeah.
And we have been looking at overseas market, Malaysia, China, Philippines, Vietnam. And these are new growth areas that we think our green building professionals can also go into.
Can I just pause you there? As of 2017, when it comes to these overseas numbers, a total of 11 overseas projects amounting to $8.2 million were successfully clinched during BCA's direct efforts. Yeah, so you're talking about this particular group of people who've been canvassing for overseas?
That is probably an undeclared small amount. I'm sure there are many other companies who have made use of BCA, IE Singapore, you know, all these platforms to go overseas, venture overseas. Mm-hmm. And many of these contracts may not come back reported. For example, for ourselves, sometimes we could only give a rough numbers. But when you go overseas to markets like China, you really see a lot of familiar faces. You know, the likes of CapitaLand, Keppelland, they are doing big projects there. And they are also trying their best to bring in Singapore companies to supply to services and products to them. You know, so that really helps the companies in Singapore to go overseas.
Yeah. Well, they are the big leaders, so if they sneeze, you know, the little companies catch the cold, right? So that's really nice. Isaac, one last word for you. Just want to know about you and your plans to go overseas.
Yeah, the Singapore market's pretty small compared to Indonesia, China, even Vietnam. So we are definitely always thinking about going overseas. In fact, we're thinking of Indonesia and Vietnam right now. So the markets there are huge. So whatever products that are certified in Singapore, interestingly, a lot of countries overseas, they actually value Singapore products. I've got some friends who have products from Taiwan. They're just side by side with China, but they actually bring their products to Singapore, get it certified, and they bring back to China to sell.
Kind of like they want the Singapore stamp or the Singapore brand on it.
Yeah, it's really strong.
Yeah.
Just to add on to that, what Isaac mentioned is very true. The brand name of Singapore, especially, say, for example, building materials. In Singapore, we have the Singapore Green Building Product Certification, and that is the certificate that some of these developers or architects, they will look out for.
Okay. We're speaking with Tan Pei Ping, who's the Board Technical Director at Singapore Green Building Council, and Isaac Ong, co-founder of NanoStar Private Limited. It is Singapore Green Building Week, if you're wondering what's the relevance of this conversation. It happens until Friday, and we're going to be talking about this all this week. Gentlemen, what do you hope to achieve this week at Singapore Green Building Week? Networking,
making friends, catching up on new technologies, exploring overseas market, foster closer relationships with our industry. I think that's all very important.
Sounds great, Pei Ping. What about you, Isaac?
I'm just getting my brand out there. Yeah. And exactly what Pei Ping said.
Good luck. We're always here supporting Singapore brands. Thank you very much for being with us.